This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Day one in the books for March Madness. Kind of a dud overall. 11 of the 16 games decided by 10 or more points. So we didn't really get this drama, these buzzer beaters. Average game decided by 15 points. And the only upsets are an 11 seed and one of your classic 12 fives. Now, Michigan played one of the nail biters. Michigan came down to the final possession.
Didn't have to, but it did. In
true Michigan fashion. It was a typical Michigan game. They won. But it wasn't without self-inflicted wounds and flirting with disaster. And at this time of year, the margin for error is small. So we want to know which statement better describes your feelings on Michigan right now. One, they find ways to overcome mistakes. They find ways to win. That's what March is all about. They will go on a run. I believe in them. And you can cite 11 wins in a row in games decided by four or fewer. 13 for the season. They've tied an NCAA record. There's something about them. They win close games. That's option one. Option two is 2-1 in the turnovers. Poor free throw shooting team. They can't keep getting away with this. Even as a big Michigan fan, they're begging to get burned and they will be eliminated shortly. Which statement, there's truth in both, which statement better describes your feelings on the Wolverines? And we've got phone calls on the tipping stuff and we'll keep talking about it. But this is, you know, the opening weekend of March Madness. We want to talk about the Wolverines and everything else that took place yesterday. John, which camp are you in?
Your mistakes are eventually going to be terminal. And do they beat Texas A&M? Do they lose to Texas A&M? I'm kind of, right now, I'm on the fence, 50%. I picked them to win, and I picked them to get to, you know, the next round, to the next weekend. But mistakes are terminal. However, Texas A&M also has terminal mistakes. They go 5-6, you know, minutes without scoring.
Bad shooting team.
Yeah.
Yep.
But in terms of, like, I don't think this is a, hey, they get hot and they go on a Final Four run. I just don't think that that's possible.
You think they got one more in them?
So is it possible? Sure. Is it probable? No. I don't think the likelihood of that happening is very high because they've had the entire regular season. They had the Big Ten tournament. Now they've had a game in the NCAA tournament to where those mistakes are still there. The turnovers are still there. The missed free throws. We had one caller astutely point out the front ends of one-on-ones. Those are maddening. They're frustrating. And they eventually will be terminal. Whether it's Texas A&M, whether it's Auburn, Michigan State, whoever they face down the road, it's eventually going to be a terminal illness.
So you think it's slightly more of option two, but you do think they'll win at least one more game?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, here's one thing I'm kind of bristling about this whole, like, Michigan, like, oh, it's going to eventually get them in the end. Okay, are we going to talk about, okay, they made the Sweet 16, but these problems are going to get them. Oh, they made the Elite Eight, but these problems are going to get them. Oh, they're in San Antonio playing in the national semifinals, but these problems are going to get them. I mean.
So you're option one, they overcome.
That's not what I say. What I'm arguing against here is just the fact that they can keep winning And then the one time they trip out eventually, which is most likely to happen in a single elimination tournament where 67 of the teams get eliminated, is they lose. And then you're going to say, aha, see, I told you. Yeah, four wins or however many in the NCAA tournament later.
All right, so if you're looking for a ceiling, I think Sweet 16 is the ceiling. And they play Auburn. They can't have those mistakes against Auburn.
True. To me, the idea of your days are numbered is you're going down tomorrow.
Right. There's only one team whose days aren't numbered.
Right. I think this is, irrespective of Michigan, this is teams that I historically see in the NCAA tournament. If you have a close shave in round one, it more times than not looks like you're going to be
getting eliminated in round two.
And that's the camp I'm in. I don't want to take anything away from what Michigan did in the Big Ten tournament or what they did last night. Like Trey Donaldson, they finally trail in the game. They're finally put to it. Hey, it's now or never. And he hits a big three. And Vlad Goldin gets a couple offensive rebounds late. Every bit of 7 feet, right? They made the plays late. They found a way to win. I don't want to take anything away from last night. But I can't in good conscience say I expect them to win in the next round because I think these problems, you use the word terminal, these are the things that get you eliminated in the NCAA tournament. And you flirt with disaster long enough, you play with fire, you're going to get burned. I think they lose to Texas A&M, but I'm also the guy that thought they were going to lose last night. So what the hell does that mean?
You're not looking at last night's game and saying, look out, here comes Michigan.
Right. 248-539-9797. Look, that was a trendy 12 seed that a lot of people liked, Cal San Diego. But the truth is, hand in the air, none of us were watching this team. They weren't playing on TV. We were looking at them on paper. And on paper, they were going to make a ton of threes, and they started 1 of 12, and they had to play catch-up. And they did, and they're scrappy, and they took advantage of some turnovers, and they battled. But that team, I thought I was getting a better team when I bet on them. You know, I think a team that makes their threes beats Michigan last night. Texas A&M doesn't make their threes, but what they do is they crash the glass. They're going to get extra possessions. They're going to play tough. And if Michigan fans have listened to their own coach, they have played soft at times this year. They don't play like a team that features 2 7-footers on the floor. Texas A&M, I think, will get them. And Texas A&M, by the way, is favored slightly 1.5 points for Saturday's matchup. So Michigan fans, we've got open lines for you. We've got spots for you if you want to call in and weigh in on where you're at with your team. How far do they go? And are you more of they find ways to win or their days are numbered? They're going to be eliminated as quickly as their very next game. 248-539-9797. And of course, we got people who want to weigh in on the tipping stuff.
Yeah.
Tipping culture. Has it gone too far? 90% of Americans say, yeah.
Yes.
This is a problem. What do we got next? Let's get to Matt in Commerce. Matt, you're on 97.1. Or Mike, what's up?
I'm sorry. Hey guys. So I think it's gotten too bad where, I mean, you just go to Tropical Smoothie, not to name a place, sorry, but like when you go to the pay option, and that's the first thing you got to decline is the tip. You know what I mean? Where, and that's like anywhere between like a $7 and a $13 item. And you're tipping 20% or 15% on that. That's just way too far.
And you said it's before you've even paid, period. You know, you're just frustrated.
You have to decline the tip. It's like, you know, I mean, you know, there's a donate button, you know, at like speedways and stuff. But literally, it's the tip button that is there. Like, you're expected to tip off a high-end fast food? I mean, geez.
Yeah, because you're already asked that. I mean, I've seen that too, where, hey, would you like to round up and donate to, you know, this local cause or national cause? And then on top of that, it's the tip as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and you're getting soaked.
You are, and it feels like you're being guilted into giving more of your money. Like, prices are going up. People have to make tough calls, and now I got the
You're being bombarded.
Do you care about children in need? Do you care about your local community? Do you care about the person standing across from you that's not making enough money? And you're like, yeah, I care about all of you. But at the same time, the price is on the menu. I agree to pay the price. You're not serving me or waiting on me. You're not delivering the food to my doorstep. I'm going to you.
Because it's almost at every store. If I go to an outdoor store, it's, would you like to round up and donate to, you know, getting kids in the outdoors? Always an upcharge.
Of course. Kenny in Rochester, you got thoughts on the Wolverines? We're going to go back and forth and mix everybody in here. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to say that Michigan is not going to lose any other game because you already know who Michigan is. it's so hard to match up with them. The thing is, they have to make sure that the ball on crunch time is not on one of the what's his name? The tall guy.
Danny Wolf.
Danny Wolf is not on his hand at crunch time. They need to put that ball in the point guard's hand. The other thing is when they come off halftime, make sure they come up with energy to be able to help the team out. And the subbing has to be making sure that everything is consistent. This is a team of destiny. They can do it, and they have to do it together.
So you see this team going on a run?
Yes.
All the way?
They're going on a run. We already know who Michigan is. We have seen them at their lowest. And we've seen what they can do, especially the game that we match them with is the team.
You think they're winning it all?
They're all the way, man.
So
all
you think so? If they play Michigan State, who beat them twice, which we already saw and we already know, you think it's going to go differently this time?
Yes. The reason why is because now the guards are playing well. The defense that Michigan is playing right now is a top-notch defense. The guards have woken up from their slumber, and they're playing well. So this is not a team that Michigan State does not want to see Michigan.
Oh, I disagree with that.
The way Michigan is playing, this Michigan State does not want to see the guards that Michigan have right now.
Oh, I think Michigan State wants to see Danny Wolf turn the ball over and shoot 61%. Now, I get your point, get the ball out of his hands, but that's a guy they feature. Spartans aren't afraid of the Wolverines. Come on.
I'll flip to the other side on this. If I'm Michigan State, we've already taken care of that business twice. Why would you? Okay, yeah, it's hard to beat a team twice. It's hard to beat a team three times, but when you're just a better team.
They're double-digit wins. They weren't nail-biters. It's not like, oh, Michigan, if they make one or two plays, could have won those games. Come on.
Yeah.
Look, we asked you how far they'd go. I didn't think we'd get someone to pick them to win the whole thing this morning, especially after a choppy, sloppy game last night. But they are and survive in advance and stuff. It's 97-1. Guys, spring into savings with unbeatable deals at Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one Chevy dealer for 2024, doing the same stuff in 2025. If you need a truck that works as hard as you do, lease the 2025 Silverado four-wheel drive LT crew cab for $299 a month. Get you a payment under $300. That's for 24 months, $1,999 down, and everyone gets employee pricing. At Moran Chevrolet, you always get the best price. Period. Visit MoranExpress.com. You can shop online or stop by. They're on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You saw the Wolverines win late last night. How do you feel about their run? Will they go on one? How far does this thing go? Are you of the belief they're a team that finds ways to win, which is all that matters in March? Or do you look at them and go, boy, they're going to get burned. They got away with one last night. Mm-hmm. And the answer is a little bit of both, but we asked you which statement is more true. We brought up tipping. 90% of Americans say it's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got phone calls and ticket texts on both conversations. Cookie jar coming up at 9:35, where Heather is going to make a revelation.
Another Heather Park revelation.
Always
a revelation. This caller is Brandon in Northville, and it says, driving me insane. And I don't know if he's talking about tipping or Michigan. the turnover issues. Brandon, specify. What's up?
Hey, we're talking about tipping here.
Okay.
So I kind of have a theory on this, or like an etiquette to it. So if you're ordering from a sit-down place, I don't want to name drop, but like B-Dubs or something like that, and you're ordering online or through the app, yeah, throw them a couple bucks because you're taking a server away from a table. Some places have a dedicated person for it. You shouldn't be tipping, 20, 30% on someone who's just bagging your food. However, if you're going to fast food or like, let's say I order a pizza, I shouldn't, if I pay online, I shouldn't walk in and then they purposely print a receipt and hand it to me to write a tip on the receipt. And then if I just sign my name and hand it back, you get that snooty look of like, what, you can't tip? And it's like, I got a $10 pizza. I ordered it online. What, like, you guys know what you signed up for.
Yeah, it's not one that someone had to, even to your point, answer the phone, write down the order. It just popped up on a screen for them. And then they didn't deliver it to your door. You showed up there and just picked it up.
They set it on the counter.
Yeah.
And then I've also had one recently. I don't know if you've guys seen this. I went to a place that locally, came to town. They're starting to expand here in Michigan. They were asking for tipping in the drive-through, and it wasn't even an opt-out option. They handed you the pad with the four buttons at the top, 15, 20, 25, 30%.
Wow.
In drive-through.
Mm. Was there an other where you could pick zero?
No. And so I called the manager over, and I was like, what are we doing here? Like, I understand you guys are new, but you can't force this on me.
Right, and then they make you...
I'm in the drive-through for a reason.
Well, Brandon, what was his response? Yeah, what did he say?
They were like, well, this is just kind of how we do things. We have to take care of our servers. And I'm like, you're not serving. You're handing me food in a bag.
Well, they're banking on people, Brandon,
not the minimum and kept it moving.
Well, yeah, they don't want people to make, they think people aren't going to want to make a fuss. So they'll just quietly get shamed into tipping there. That most people aren't going to do what you did.
Exactly. And I'm not one to, but I was just like, like you guys are saying, 90% of Americans can't, like, what are we doing?
And again, we're not talking about the, hey, you go out to eat, it's date night, you and the wife or the family goes out and you get a nice meal and you tip 20%. I think most people are kind of on board with that. That's typical, right? Or the pizza delivery guy. Everybody's used to, hey, you throw the pizza delivery guy some money for the tip. I don't think anybody has an issue with that. Things have gone to the extreme. 248-539-9797. Ed in Clarkston. Ed, you're on 97.1. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I am a Grubhub driver, and my wife actually does the same thing. And when she was doing it, it was a tail end of COVID. People were very generous to get their food when they couldn't go anywhere. But now you pull up to a $500,000 or $1 million home, and they tip $2. Now, we've just driven 10 miles to bring you your food. In a restaurant where they're facing the people, they'll tip 20%. But I get a $2 tip for driving 10 miles, risking my life, wear and tear on my car. And I get why people are kind of apprehensive to tip because of all these places like the last caller. Mm-hmm. You go through a drive-thru and you have no option to opt out of a tip. Come on. And we get 48 cents a mile is all we get paid from Grubhub.
Now, Ed, question for you. Do you know what the tip is before you
deliver?
Sometimes you do. But the way the Grubhub is set up, if you don't take every order, your stats go down.
Oh yeah,
and you get less orders. You'll see 10 miles for $10, or 7 miles for $4, and those we usually try to go a dollar a mile at least
to make it worth it for you.
Places, I mean, now my wife and I both have $150 cooler bags. We pride ourselves on getting your food to your house nice and warm, and it's just very frustrating because. The tipping that they do at stores online and so on has made it where people are just less likely to tip. I understand things have gone up.
Yeah. But they shouldn't be stiffing someone who's affected. I mean, it's no different than the pizza delivery guy. Like, if I'm ordering DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, whatever one people use, I'm still doing the 20% is still the rule I'm going with. You know, and that's on top of a delivery fee.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it to pat myself on the back. I just think that's what people should be doing. Now, and I get why people are hesitant, because it's food's more expensive than the delivery fee, and then you're throwing a tip on top. But you're paying for the convenience. I mean, that's part of the thing. If you want to go pick it up yourself, you can save a couple bucks.
I mean,
we have that discussion in our house. I'm like, Kelsey, I'll go pick it up.
The wear and tear is either on your car, it's your gas, or it's somebody else's. And the service of actually delivering it, I think, is certainly has a value. And you need to pay for it.
How about this from Sarah? Sarah, is this a real stat on the
call? On this? For the convenience. I mean, that's part of the thing. If you want to go pick it up yourself, you
Sarah, turn down your radio.
Sarah, yeah.
I mean, we had a discussion at our house. I'm like, you either pick it up.
Sarah?
The wear and tear is either.
We're going to have to put you back on hold. It says in the call description, 60% of her Uber deliveries are 0% tips.
Mm.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
People they assume what the delivery fee is going to the driver, or they just don't think they need the tip. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. That when somebody's delivering something to your house,
you throw them a tip.
Yeah, whether it's a grocery delivery, it's a food delivery, that to me is something that would be automatically a tipping situation.
For sure. I think that's why I don't do it.
Why you don't order?
If I order out, I always go pick it up. Like, I can't remember the last time I've had anything delivered to the house besides Amazon.
Even if you
got to
throw the kids in the car?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I can't. And I think maybe... I mean, I've never ordered delivery. I did once when I was pregnant because somebody gave us an Uber Eats gift card as like a gift.
Oh, yeah. That was a good gift card.
A great gift card for a postpartum, you know, family and with a little one, a toddler and a new baby. So I did it once with a gift card. Other than that, I always go out to get my takeout.
See, I'm more in that camp. And Kelsey, this is one of the, we don't fight about it, but one of our things. Why? I'll go pick it up or it's not that far away. But she loves the ease of... the DoorDash or the Uber Eats. Kenny Cott, who works here, I feel like sustains his sustenance is based on these food deliveries. He gets like every day.
Because it's way more expensive though, isn't it?
It is.
Use an Uber Eats or Grubhub, isn't it? Because there's a delivery fee plus the tip.
Imagine,
expensive.
Imagine you get a $12 item.
Holy cow.
Like a meal, like you're doing a lunch. You get like a $12 sandwich or
which
something.
Is pretty good.
Pretty good deal if you can find it. But then they throw a $5 delivery fee on top and then you want a tip on top.
Tip.
You're paying as much in the fees as you are the food. Which
I'd
is
rather
why you
go out
go
and get
it.
A really nice dinner.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to miss a game.
Yeah, this time of year, these drivers are probably busy.
For me.
Yeah.
This is their
there's
time.
A game?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, Colin, you keep watching.
All right, let's get to Heather's news.
Here's a little stat from Michigan State Police. More than 1,000 people died in 2024 in preventable crashes. And now they're kind of looking at the concerns of consuming marijuana before getting behind the wheel, because Michigan is home to one of the largest markets of recreational marijuana, right? And there's a new survey that's been conducted that shows 53% of cannabis users say they consume it an hour or less before getting behind the wheel. And 85% said that they drive the same day that they're partaking, right? Which is, these are big numbers. And then get this, nearly 47% believe they drive the same when they're under the influence.
Oh, no.
34% believe it makes them a better driver.
Come on.
So got to look into that and figure out how we can prevent that from happening.
Yep.
After a study found that our brains contain about a spoonful of microplastics, experts are saying there are a few things we can do to limit our exposure and consumption of them. So, I mean, really, there's research that shows humans consume a credit card's worth of plastic every week on average. Which
every week?
Whoa.
Is wild. And they're detected not just in our brains, but basically our entire bodies,
every
our livers, our lungs, our kidneys, our blood, our placenta, our... You name it, it's there.
I don't have one of those, so it's not there.
Well, John, but you've seen the stories.
You know,
we got plastic in our balls.
Yeah.
It's been
what?
In the story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's,
what?
It's on the list.
Plastic testicles?
It's there. Well, so there's still studies on how this is actually going to be affecting us, right? Like, what are these microplastics doing to our body? Anyway, the point is that there is ways to avoid them. One, avoid drinking from plastic water bottles, which a lot of people do.
That's easier said than done.
Yep.
It is easy. Yeah, so use, you know.
Oh, look at John. He's got a...
filtered tap water is great. If you're a tea drinker, purchase tea in either paper bags or just loose leaf tea is one way to go. Boil or filter tap water. I mean, boiling... I don't think a lot of people are doing that. But yeah, filtering water,
What about like those cutting boards? People
say,
there
you go. Avoid plastic cutting boards. That's one of the, like, the most easy way to get plastics into our food.
Yeah.
So avoid that. You can use a wood cutting board as a better option. And never microwave plastic containers. If you get takeout, put your food out of those onto a plate
or a bowl,
and then microwave that. Yes, don't use those plastic takeout containers. This is really cool. The Utah Hockey Club, they are now in the midst of a Stanley Cup playoff chase. And the owner just rewarded their fans with a really cool deal just to show thank you for their support through the season. So the owner, Ryan Smith, obviously wants to get as many eyes on the team as possible. So just announced that fans can watch Utah HC Plus for $1 for the remainder of the year and even the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs if they make it that far. So I don't know what it typically is.
Well, we know we pay $20
a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So instead
of
that,
good for them.
Just $1 for the rest of the season.
How much do I have to pay to watch the Red Wings in the playoffs?
I don't know how much you use season tickets. Yeah. Well, it's free right now.
Finally, I want to get to at least one more. Do we want a spring break story or a crazy mom story?
Crazy mom.
Crazy mom. Yeah.
All right. So there's this wild mom in Indiana. She was just arrested, also her two kids as well, after they jumped on a school bus and started beating up a little eighth grader.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And there's video of it, and it is crazy. So this woman, 36 years old, her two teenage kids, a son and a daughter, are accused of hopping on this bus, fighting with an eighth grader who they say has been bullying their brother and their son.
There's better ways to handle that.
Just throwing punches. Yeah. Crazy. They went crazy on this kid. He had to go to the hospital. Fractured nose, swollen eye, bruised eye. The mom was charged with multiple felonies, and the children are also facing undisclosed charges as well.
Wow. So we have the Florida man and the Indiana woman.
Yes.
It's a thing.
A match made in hell. It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Cookie Jar. It's 97.1.